Hello everyone, this is Xianjun from Open Wi-Fi Project. Open Wi-Fi is an open source Wi-Fi chip design that was announced in FOSDEM 2020. This year, we are here again. Nice to see you all. Although I cannot see you actually. Anyway, let's get started. We are a small software-defined radio group in the wireless group of ID Lab, IMEC, Ghent University, Belgium. This is the agenda of my presentation. First, the Open Wi-Fi project progress in the first year after online will be introduced. Then with some further explanations and highlights. Next, I will talk about our community growth situation. Then is the idea of low cost hardware, which I believe will boost our community a lot. The last one is the roadmap of 2021. Come on, some of you might think this presentation is not as interesting as last year, right? No worry, let me show you something cool. I remind you, this is not a joke. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you. Any questions? I'm joking. Let's get started the boring part. And you can prepare questions meanwhile. The first thing is about how do we decide the release name, Ghent, Taiyuan, and Luwen. Actually, before the project online at the end of 2019, we three developers agreed that for each release, a developer will pick a name of a place on the earth to assign it as the code name. Wait, on the earth or in the universe? I can't remember clearly. Maybe it should be in the universe. After all, Elon Musk is going to live on the Mars. But the first three releases will be named by me, Wei, and Michael, which is the order of joining the project. I create the project at first, then Wei helped me a lot on open OFDM project porting and testing and many other stuffs. Michael wrote the OFDM transmitter and also did lots of work to enable the 11N feature. So the first release name, Ghent, is chosen by me. Ghent is the beautiful city in Belgium where we work. The Open Wi-Fi was born in Technology Park, Ghent, where our office is located. The second release name, Taiyuan, is chosen by Wei. Taiyuan is her hometown and also the capital of Shanxi province of China. The third release name, Luwen, is chosen by Michael because he lives in Luwen, which is another beautiful city in Belgium and close to Brussels. The future release will be decided by the developer who contributes the most to the release. This will show respect to the people who actually did the job. Talk is cheap. Show me the code. Next highlight, CSI. CSI means channel state information. For physical layer researcher, it's also called frequency response or channel transformation function. Anyhow, the CSI, I believe, is available in all the Wi-Fi chips, but few of them expose the CSI to you. As Open Wi-Fi is designed by us, so we can expose CSI definitely to external environment. For instance, now you can access CSI very easily on Open Wi-Fi via our set channel. Actually, we can expose more than CSI. So here I can call CSI chip state information. A typical usage of the CSI is to detect the object in the environment. For instance, human movement, human gesture, people falling down. For instance, in this picture, and the link is here, this is a paper, you can find lots of paper about CSI application. They collect the CSI from the transmitter to the receiver. The transmitter could be the AP in your home, right? And they collect CSI at the receiver and running machine learning or classification algorithm to estimate or detect what is in between the transmitter and the receiver. Here, the human gesture is an example. I think it's a very interesting application, and lots of companies are working on this to count people, detect people. But apparently, there will be some privacy concern. As you can imagine, if I am a bad guy, I can receive your AP signal from outside your house and try to detect something inside, right? So CSI is just a tool. Use it in a good way, bad way, depends on people. So how can we protect people from the bad usage of the CSI? Here you can find a work from one of our experimenters in the Orca project. It's called CSI Murder, Murder the CSI. Here is the link. You can check all the details online. Basic principle is also not difficult. Since the Open Wi-Fi chip is designed by us, we can add some random or fake CSI before the signal leaves the antenna of the transmitter. Then in this way, when you try to collect CSI via the receiver, actually you collect the combined CSI of the actual CSI and the fake CSI. So with this fake unknown CSI, your machine learning or classification won't work anymore. So if a Wi-Fi AP or some transmitter could give people this option, then people will have right to let the CSI work or not. I think that would be a good progress of the CSI technology. Actually, follow this direction, you can imagine lots of interesting papers or research, right? Because it's attack, defense, there will be an endless work, I think. Next highlight is about the IQ sample. I guess all the people in this room know what is IQ sample, because most of the SDR device offer you IQ sample streaming from antenna to your computer or from your computer to the antenna. With Open Wi-Fi design, definitely we can also do that, but here we present you IQ sample in a different or in a clever way, because our IQ sample capture function is under a trigger condition. We won't do a streaming to the computer. Our IQ sample capture is triggered by the signal inside IPGA, by the event. For instance, the event of decoding success, the event of preamble detection, the event of the channel from idle to busy, the event of the channel from busy to idle. We have defined 32 events for you to select when you capture the IQ sample. So why do we develop this feature? The original purpose is for ourselves to debug our design, because at the beginning phase, we realized our low-level Mac is not ideal. We generate a lot of collision in the air. So the question is, how can we capture the collision moment and then debug further of our IPJ design. Then we find out this ID, IQ capture. For instance, how do we use the IQ capture to capture the collision? We do it like this. We set up normal communication between open Wi-Fi and peer Wi-Fi station via the main antenna, right? But on our platform, there is a secondary antenna. We call it a monitoring antenna. We can put this antenna via cable close to the peer Wi-Fi station. Then we set the IQ capture event be that we are transmitting. Meanwhile, we detect the RSSI from the monitoring antenna above a threshold. Actually, this means when we are transmitting, the other side is also trying to transmit. That means a collision in the air because the packet will be overlapping in the air. So in this way, we capture the collision, we analyze what happens in our IPGA, analyze the time before, time after, you know, you can define the capture position, how many pre-IQ sample could be stored. It's a powerful tool. And the secondary usage could be that help you debug your receiver. For instance, if you set the trigger condition to the CRC fail, then you can capture all the Wi-Fi packet that is not decoded successfully by our IPGA. Then we do analyze offline on those IQ sample in MATLAB, in Python, to optimize or improve our receiver algorithm. And the third usage, apparently there are two antennas. You can already capture dual antenna IQ samples and to develop or verify your MIMO algorithm in the early phase, prepare for the MIMO development. Okay, the next highlight is application nodes. Actually, we learned this from those IC company and SRS LTE, because we noticed that SRS LTE also prepare lots of application nodes document online. We have set up the application nodes document directory in the GitHub. Currently, there are 9 application nodes covered from basic usage in different mode until the Wi-Fi 4 introduction and the packet injection. It's very useful for test and apparently also the CSI IQ capture stuff. Definitely, if you want to explore those potential areas, potential usage of our platform, do check out the application notes. These highlights cover lots of things, essential updates, as you can see in the video. I cannot go through them all in this meeting. What I want to say is that they are really, really important. For instance, at the beginning, user keep telling us sometimes they encounter the kernel crash, kernel panic, or the driver crash. And we spent lots of effort on this. Finally, it pushed us to do a better design for the FPGA ARM interaction mechanism. Because when for processor system, you can never assume the processor will handle the interrupt in time. The interrupt sometimes is handled in time by the processor, but sometimes several interrupts, they are queued and they are delayed and they arrive the CPU or wake up CPU suddenly in a very short time. So lots of state information have to be stored somewhere. You cannot drop them because you don't know when the processor will process them. Anyhow, lots of details between the Wi-Fi driver and IPGA hardware. You can